I'm asking God to make me a blessing to you today. I can't be a blessing without the help of the Lord. And I'm asking Him for that. I am honored and humbled that you'd spend a little bit of your time to be with us today. And we're studying 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 17 in our verse-by-verse study of 2 Corinthians. Hasn't it been a joy to be in God's perfect Word? Oh, I love it. I hope you feel the same way about it, friend. Take your Bibles, if you can, and turn to 2 Corinthians 4. 16. Paul, under inspiration of God, writes, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day." We've seen an incredible statement already in the previous broadcast. He says, we faint not. That's something to say when you've been through as much as he's been through. We find the familiar struggle on last broadcast. Our outward man perish. Oh, it does. Our body is decaying. That's the familiar struggle. But I'm glad to report to you there's a wonderful secret. That's what we're going to look at. The inward man is renewed day by day. Yes, the outward man's going to keep perishing. But the inward man is renewed day by day. There's a contrast. You see it. Every day we die a little. But every day we need to live a little bit to combat that death. Every day we lose a step, so every day we've got to gain back a step. Every day we experience heartbreak, sorrow, pain, problems. That's reality. So every day we've got to press toward the mark. Every day we endure some sort of problem. So every day we've got to cast thy burden upon the Lord. Every day we're going to see, hear, and feel and experience things we don't enjoy. Heavy things, hurtful things. We can't let those pile up. So every day we've got to pray. Throughout the day we've got to seek the Lord. The outward man is constantly and continually being destroyed right before our eyes. It's happening in your mortal body. Yeah, it is. You know it's true. We can all relate to that. The outward man grows weaker and weaker and weaker the closer it gets to the grave. But the inward man is renewed day by day. I like this verse because it's just honest. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6:34. There's enough evil in each day. There's going to be problems. You're not going to skip out on the problems of a regular day. They're coming to you. But the inward man's got to be renewed day by day. While every day brings unique problems, every day also comes a measure of grace from God and a measure of strength from God. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Deuteronomy 33:25. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. I want you to hear the Word of God because the Word of God helps. Yes. Hear these five verses from Lamentations. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him. To the soul that seeketh Him, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. That's the song of an inward man that is renewed day by day. We must renew our hope, renew our faith, renew our love, renew our commitment, renew our obedience, renew our surrender. Inward man, renewed day by day. Every day. You've got to understand something, beloved. It's not a one-time drink and that's it. It's not a one-time all-you-can-eat buffet and that's it. You're drinking from the fountain daily. And that's how that inward man will be renewed and refreshed. While the outward man grows weaker and weaker, the inward man grows stronger and stronger. Are you listening? I'm trying to help you. The car of your life was not meant to run on yesterday's gas. You need to refill the tank every day. Your spiritual metabolism can't survive off Sunday's sermon. You need to eat fresh food every day. That spiritual medicine that you got shot into you on yesterday won't do for today. You got to have a spiritual shot every day. Give us this day our daily bread. The bucket of your life leaks. What you brought in from yesterday, you've got to fill up today. No spiritual fuel is designed for 10 years. Some people are still living off what they had in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Oh, it was so good back then, brother. Oh, my goodness. And you're depleted now, aren't you, because you're not getting daily food. No single spiritual encounter. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Some spiritual encounter is going to keep you going. You've got to get daily nourishment from the Word of God. The inward man is renewed day by day. He is renewed by fresh fuel, fresh food, and by fresh medicine. What's that mean, preacher? Do I really have to tell you? You need to feed on God's Word every day. You need to pray to the Father every day. You need fellowship with the saints every day. You need to go to church at least 3 or 4 times a week. You need a fresh supply every day. It's no wonder you are so discouraged and wanting to throw in the towel and you're fainting. No wonder you've made no investment in renewing your inner man. Oh, brother, you would faint if you didn't eat physical food. So why do you think that you wouldn't faint if you didn't eat spiritual food? You've got to get the bread of life and the water of life in your system. You've got to eat the bread, drink the milk, and eat the strong meat of the Word of God. Then you won't be so famished and fainting in your heart. That's all I've got to say today. I think I've given you a wagon full in about 8 minutes. Are you renewing your inward man day by day? If you are, you're not thinking about quitting. You're saying, I'm a conqueror through Jesus. I'm a victorious one in Jesus. And I'm a winner either way. I'm going to advance with God because faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Be renewed in your spirit day by day with the Word of God, prayer, and the fellowship of the church.